Shay Wolf from the Center for Biological Diversity says she's been glued to the computer this week, waiting to hear about the protection status for the Pacific walrus.
Waking up early every morning to check the Federal Register website where they post the decision.
Her organization, which is an environmental nonprofit, petitioned for more federal protections for walrus back in 2008, the same year the polar bear was added as a threatened species under the Endangered Species Act. She says hearing the news that the marine mammal wouldn't receive the same protections was alarming.
This reads exactly like a political decision. I mean, if the Fish and Wildlife Service had protected the Pacific walrus because of threats from climate change, the Trump administration would have had to admit that climate change is real and it's causing real-world harms.
As Arctic sea ice has diminished, more female walrus have been forced to come onshore. It's become a yearly occurrence in the late summer to see tens of thousands crowding on the beach in Point Lay, a village along the coast of the Chukchi Sea. This year was the earliest haul out on record since the walrus first started appearing in 2007. Still, Patrick Lemons, a marine biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, says the decision not to list the Pacific walrus isn't political. He says the federal agency acknowledges, quote, environmental change is happening.
The decision was based on the best available science, and that was the recommendation that came out of the region was based on that information. So I don't think it would have changed under either administration.
Walrus use sea ice as a kind of resting platform. It gets them to rich foraging spots and provides an important place to nurse their young or rest. Lemon says scientists started to see a rapid population decline in the 1980s as sea ice disappeared. But recently, Pacific walrus have been observed making long trips offshore for food.
That suggests some of our assumptions before may have, where we didn't have any certainty about how walruses react. Now we actually have some information to predict walruses can change their behaviors as sea ice declines.
And Lemon says stampedes, which were thought to be a big threat onshore, aren't killing as many of the animals as expected. Overall, he says, the population appears to be stable. That was good news for Vera Metcalf, the director of the Eskimo Walrus Commission, who lives in Nome. An endangered species listing wouldn't have impacted subsistence harvest of walrus. But Metcalf says it confirms what the community already knows.
I think we're all relieved, and like I say, we're going to try to work on a common vision to move forward.
Several state agencies in Alaska, including the governor, have also released statements applauding the decision not to list the Pacific walrus. Congressman Don Young said he was glad the federal agency ignored the extreme political pressures to add a new listing. The Center for Biological Diversity says it plans to appeal the decision. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.